It's the parts of the crib, yo.
Yeah. Now, hopefully we got peace. Spears and mics, hip hop culture, the streets, knowledge. L1, we got our brother Watt Slice with us. Peace. And our brother Just P with us. We are the host of Spears and Mics, man. Salute to everybody. Peace and love. Yeah. So today, some news just dropped about Praz from the Fugees, and allegedly he was involved. Well, he was found guilty of funneling, I believe, $120 million from a Malaysian billionaire, and through straw men, funneled that into Barack Obama's 2012 reelection campaign. And wow. Now they're, you know, he was sentenced to 14 years, and now his attorney's gonna try to fight that to reduce his sentence. But it's pretty crazy. I don't understand it too much. There's not too much info on it. Been trying to like look around at different sources. It's kind of like the media just all shares the same info, like a similar paragraph, and that's really it. Did y'all get any info or any thoughts on that?
Nah, I knew it was going down like a few years ago or whatever. He was going to court or whatever, and he was saying he was innocent, whatever. And you know, I just read what you sent to me from what was that? Was it All Hip Hop?
It was like some news media
or some news media. Right. Yeah.
It's been shared the same thing by everybody.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Shout out to him, yo. I hope it works out for him. That's all I can say, because I really don't, you know, I don't get into politics, so
yeah, me neither.
Man, I don't know, man. I ain't even know Praz was still around like that. Like when I first saw it pop up a few years ago, I'm like, Praz? I'm like, I ain't heard that name in a long time, man.
You doing that?
It sound wild though, right? Like somebody like a Haitian brother from Jersey, you know, how do you connect with a Malaysian billionaire?
Probably was a fan of Ghetto Superstar. Praz was moving around though. Praz was moving around.
Nah, he was busting moves for sure.
Yeah, he was moving around. So I mean, yo, gotta be careful, man. That's all I can say. Gotta be careful.
And putting that money into the campaign.
What'd you say?
Like if he already used the straw man, what would be the purpose in then putting that money into the campaign?
Right. They say he funneled. He directly funneled that $120 million through straw men. You know what I'm saying? So
Obama's campaign.
I don't know, you know, what his relation is. Yeah. Like, what's the motive behind that? Yeah, and then what did it do, you know?
You could just, like, kind of, it's like cleaning your money twice. And then why Barack Obama's re-election campaign?
Like, right. And you know what I don't understand? Like, if Barack Obama's name is mentioned on something, right, the former president of the United States, why hasn't his team released a comment on it to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, shed light on it or, like, distance himself from any, you know, wrongdoing or his, you know, people that's involved with his campaign from 2012?
He could easily say, I don't even know him.
And he's going to jail. He's taking a rap. This is going to be quiet. 14 years.
Right. Take that 14. You'll be good. You'll get out when you're in your late 60s, early 70s, and you'll be all right.
Not even be.
Barack Obama gonna send him a couple of books. You know what I'm saying? To help him down with the bed. Some mm-hmm. black gold magazines and some Eat How to Live. The only thing I remember
wasn't Lauryn Hill dissing him? But then they have Price? Like some type of they had a fallout. I think so. She was talking.
He's the odd man out. You know what I'm saying? He's the odd man out of Fugees. I think she's good with Wyclef, but not with Praz.
Yeah, I know they was beefing over something a couple years ago.
The only people that didn't beef
isn't John Forte jammed up too.
He's home.
Not anymore. He's been home. He got pardoned. Oh, yeah. He got pardoned under.
He did that time though. Who's Trump?
I think was it Trump?
Yeah.
Or Bush? Nah, I think Bush pardoned John Forte on his way out before ago? Obama. Yeah. I think it was. I used to like John Forte too, man. I think he was a dope rapper.
It was Bush.
I think everybody affiliated them with them was dope.
It was years ago. It was right before Obama became president. I think that was the last thing he did was pardon John Forte. I could be mistaken, but I remember.
It might. I'm about to be about to look at that right now. What was it, John Forte? But John Forte was doing crazy shit. You don't think Prize?
Yeah, he had the liquid. He had the liquid. He was selling the liquid coke. Allegedly.
That's crazy.
Shit.
I remember when it happened.
Lauren and fucking Homeboy was fucking, and then that was their whole shit. So it's like,
I don't know, man. You know, the dudes be political too, because remember, Wyclef was trying to run for president of Haiti at one point. So they probably do got political ties. Like when you think about it. And then, like you said, John Forte getting pardoned, like it'd be about, you know, everything is about relationships. Well, you know, who you have relationships and associations with.
Mm-hmm.
But Proz wasn't, I remember when the story first broke a minute ago, and from what I can remember and reading, it wasn't like super direct. Like he met this guy and they were involved in all types of other shit. It wasn't like Proz is sitting there like, I'm going to use these guys to get Obama to co-sign Anthrax and put it, you know what I mean?
See, that's why you just don't jump into things, man.
Yeah, but they was always into shit. If Homeboy was fucking Lauren that whole time, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Forte was around. You're selling fucking liquid fucking
when you drugs. Say Homeboy, who you talking about? Because I'm talking about Clef.
You talking about Clef. You talking about Wyclef.
Oh, so Clef was...
That's allegedly why the group broke up. That's why the group broke up.
Oh, it was like a love quarrel or something like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Word?
Yeah.
I reading that in the source about, she had a whole interview with some wild shit, and it's about Wyclef.
Yeah.
And
that
before, Wyclef. You Just Lost One is about him.
The whole album.
I thought it was about LL.
The whole album.
No.
Them love songs.
Yeah.
Wyclef, yo.
Yeah.
Or Lauren. It might have been Wyclef in the source that was talking, but some one of them explained it. That was back then. Forte selling drugs, some old new shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? And then Proz.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Proz, you running around and met a nigga in Thailand doing whatever you doing. And like, he wasn't, but he's still guilty, but he's not. Like, the little clickbait is going to be like, Obama, Proz. But I'm almost certain fucking Obama don't know no Proz unless they met like once when he went to the Fugees. He don't got no like connection and finagling with, you know what I mean? And I remember, and I was just like, I didn't go to jail. And that was years ago or something. I just wrote it off.
Yeah, that was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Did Forte get pardoned by Bush?
Bush, yo, that's fucking insane.
I remember. Yeah. Now I remember. I thought before he got locked up, he was on his way. Yo, he had that song with Dido. Ditto, right? That's how you say it?
I thought it was Dido.
I think it is Dido. That song was fire. He had Jenny Fujita on there. I used to like Jenny Fujita a lot. he had a dope song with her. Yeah, Jenny Fujita was dope. That song with Dido was dope. He was a dope rapper, man. I remember he had the joint with one of my favorite songs by him is actually with what's my man that's locked up. He's doing life right now from Black Rose Quartet, Daddy Rose. He had a song with Daddy Rose called "Don't Associate My Name," which was crazy. Forte killed Cowboys.
Yeah,
he killed his Cowboy verse. He was on Staying Alive.
Because who else was on Cowboys?
Pace One.
So it was Rod Digger. Outsiders.
It was Outsiders and Fugees.
Right.
It was three of them. Yeah. It was three of them and four of the Fugees. Because John Forte.
Right.
But yeah, he did.
Because it was Pace One, Young Z, and Digga.
Making dope and music. Young Z was engaged to Rod Digga at one time, right?
No, nah, they were married at one point.
Oh, and they were married,
now
right?
They're not.
Friends working together, like you see,
and they're just friends. Yeah, she's married to someone else.
She recently remarried. Run did her wedding.
They're not together, but they're also not together. Like they're not like they're just whatever. You know what I mean? Young Z's working.
But they have
now.
A child together, I believe too.
I think Flip Mode is about to come back out because I saw Busta talking about. You know, shouting her out for her born day, and he said, "We about to announce something big, Queen."
I think.
Yeah, you don't want to see Flip Mode. I would like to see what's up with
unless Lord Have Mercy is in it.
I'm disinterested in. Just
I don't
want to
see the conglomerate. I don't want to see the conglomerate.
I don't want to see
Flip Mode 2.0.
I want to see the Last Boy Scout Rampage.
Baby Sham. Yeah, right. Baby Sham, Rampage, Digga, Spliff, Lord Have Mercy, and Busta. Yeah. Not even Rock Marcy, because he was added on late. I want to see the original six that put out the album, the Imperial.
If Rock is involved,
Of course.
It
was a late addition. They did two albums. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I'm down for that. I want to hear Rampage. I like Rampage. I like Lord Have Mercy a lot too, man.
Yeah, I like Lord Have Mercy a lot too.
You know what I'm saying?
I just don't like Busta no more.
For him being like one of my top 10, 15, like steadily throughout many, you know, eras, like he's kind of fallen. So not to say that he's whack, but
the music. I just don't like his persona.
Yeah,
I don't like. I'm saying?
The way he be moving, it just be. Yeah. It's similar to Jim Jones. Like I just don't like the way they be moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the arrogance and the, you know what I mean? Like he switched it up, but we've spoken about that already. But if the Flip Mode do come back, like I want to hear what you know, Rampage and all of them together. Especially Baby Sham, like, cause I'm like, yo, man. Killer Kids never got to materialize, you know what I'm saying? Like the way it should have. So to see somebody still, you know what I mean? Like, or come back.
I don't even know if he's still rhymes, because where is he?
Who knows? Everybody else
still rhymes. Like, I haven't heard Rampage in a long time. And not for nothing, his album was fire. I had that CD, The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, it is.
I had that joint. That joint was fire.
He's underrated. He was underrated. I don't think he got the respect that he actually deserved. He is, right?
He's like a DJ on the radio, like indie radio, I think, internet radio. I seen him freestyle recently. I've heard some songs. He's got the joint with Thurston, you know what I'm saying? Keep Your Feet Up on the Gas on Thurston Howell's new album. So he could definitely...
He could rap. Yeah. And Lord Have was one of my favorites.
He's the one I don't think he's got. You know what I mean? And they had
He had
Sirius.
An issue with Busta, but I think... Yeah, I remember Sirius. Sirius was original because he was on... was he on Flip Mode versus Def Squad?
Yes. Or the song before?
No, I don't think so. Who, Lord Have?
No, Sirius.
Sirius was on Take Him Outside, though, on When Disaster Strikes.
That's my joint, Take Him.
He was on...
Who did that beat? That was a hard joint. I don't have my tablet.
Was it Scratch?
Might have been Scratch.
Well, we could Take Him Outside?
Scratch has done some incredible... Look that up, P.
Take Him Outside? I think it's Scratch.
It's called Take Him Outside.
It sounds like Scratch.
It's a posse cut.
That song is fire.
Scratch is a top 10 producer to me, in my personal opinion. He's one of my favorites of all time. He's top 10 in my book.
But like, if you alive and you working and you kind of wane, that kind of weighs into the decision for me. Cause Scratch right now is not bad, but he's not like super. You know what I mean? Out of nowhere.
The only recent thing was RZA. Yeah, that was the last thing I heard.
he got an album right now.
Saturday.
Yeah, and that was horrible. That was dirt across the board.
It wasn't dirt. I like two songs.
Oh, I disagree. So.
He got an album with I think Planet Asia that just dropped recently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
No lie. Since we're talking about producers, my man had texted me 2 days ago and was asking me, he was like, yo, what happened to Hitman? And I'm like, Hitman Holla? He like, nah, Hitman from Aftermath. Yep. I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. The one that carried the 2001 album that wrote damn near everything besides Still Dre. Because everybody gives credit to Jay-Z wrote Still D.R.E. I'm like, yo, but Hitman.
Right.
Like,
he was the
that's his
force
album, basically.
That.
Yeah. That's it. Right. And like, yo, but when you listen to Dr. Dre's production, whether he did the beat or not, because we know on the Chronic 2001, Mailman probably was the main beat maker, right? We can say that. Like, Mailman is in there, but like the production, the sound, Dre might be the best hip hop producer ever. Like, as far as sound, like, yo, his albums sound so crisp, yo. Sonically, it's so much. Like, even, like, if anybody heard the Aftermath album, like, you can't even stream that album. It's not even, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. Like, I know the album is probably out of print physically, but, Yeah, I had it. But if you go on YouTube, it's still on there. Even if you listen to that.
It wasn't bad.
Like, yo, the music, though, like, the way it sounds, like you know, we talk about 36 Chambers as being, like, a classic album, and it is, and it's one of my favorites. It's top 10 for me in hip-hop, right? But when you listen to it, especially at the age now, you hear the mistakes in the production, mm-hmm. like you hear it, Dre mm-hmm. from the chronic on, yo, his joint is almost flawless. Yo, the production is damn near flawless, like in the sound.
Let me say this,
yeah,
to Adam.
I agree with that.
Dre was producing, like, beat making, and then he was mixing and mastering from like the beginning, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stop making beats. I want to say. On that album, on that first Chronic 2000 album, because he had a bunch of co-producers.
Yeah, right.
But that's when he only went to, like, just engineering and kind of, like, mm-hmm. listening.
And tweaking the sound, right.
That's the thing he does. And then he just throws his name on there, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then that's why people be like, Dre's hard to work with. He'll make you say something over and over again, and that frustrates people. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or he's also taking long to release music because he's always trying to, like, super perfectionist, tweak shit in the head. Because, like, I think he almost does it. I think that's all he does. But I'm pretty sure he could still push the boards and make, like, a fucking
beat. Oh, yeah.
Beat, you know
yeah. Yo, you listen to Get Rich or Die Trying. That joint is flawless. It's flawless. Yeah, the documentary. The document, all the M's joints, joints. Like the way the sound is, his sound is crazy. His sound, going back to Hitman, I don't know where he at, but he carried that album. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just mentioning that. Yeah, 2001.
Oh, 2001.
Chronic 2001. Yeah.
Okay.
He's on damn near every song.
Yeah, he doesn't rap anymore. You know what I'm saying? And you never heard anything about it. To me, he might have just chilled out because you don't know, like, you might just stay home because you don't really hear, like, a falling out.
Right.
And then maybe, like, I don't know if he's, like, I can't even say, because you would hear about him by now. You can't even, like, say he's doing some out-the-trunk CD California bass shit, which a lot of them do, you know what I'm saying? Where they'll just be out there doing that. You don't even hear about him. So he might just be chilling at home. He don't do it. Yo.
Yeah, he might be retired. Collecting checks.
Yeah.
A lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Might just be good. You know what I'm saying?
He was on damn. I was looking at the track list and I'm like, damn, he on damn near every song, yo. He on every song. It's crazy.
But look, try to find him on Instagram. He's still making music. But yeah, man.
Yeah, yo, if you listening, Big Hit, man. Hitman was dope.
Hitman was dope.
Bar.
But, man, yeah, Proz, if you can get the sentence lower, that's cool. What I don't want to see is him acting like the innocent black man and the government's trying to get me because I'm black and Elijah Muhammad.
He's a political prisoner.
Everybody's a political prisoner. He might reach out to your organization, P. reach out.
I'm around. That's what I'm talking about.
Word, man. Time to take a number.
Yeah, hopefully Prize gets it together. Hopefully it's nothing too crazy. You know what I'm saying? But yo, thanks for tuning in to Spears and Mics. Tune into the next episode. We about to come right back with another one right now and talk about Just P's new project. But we're going to get into that right now, right? Peace and love. Salute.
Peace.